Caesars Entertainment, that big gambling brand on the move after reporting earnings, they're getting a pop up almost 3%. They still had a loss on the bottom line, but they did have some optimism about cutting down its debt and improving the bottom line, which could involve paring back some of those big commercial campaigns that anyone that's been watching TV over the past few weeks has been noticing. Take a listen to what the CEO said on the earnings call yesterday with regards to their marketing spend.
That's the biggest impact. And that's another, that's to get back on the digital soapbox for a minute, that's the same problem that faces us in digital that we need to solve. Right now we're marketing to the entire world. That's going to stop, and we're going to start marketing to the most profitable customers.
And obviously, marketing to the entire world, as you heard Thomas Reed, the CEO, describing, is a very expensive measure. And this is a company, a casino operator, that already has a lot of debt. So for them to now say, all right, you know what? We did that big blitz. We onboarded a lot of people from New York. We had these massive discounts and free bets that we gave people that joined the app. Now it's time for us to kind of lift the pedal on that, which means I guess we won't be seeing those JB Smoove and Halle Berry commercials as much anymore.
It has been incredible, Brian. Even before this report, I was just thinking yesterday, walking around the city, how many of these ads I see. I mean, you just mentioned the commercials that we saw on TV throughout the Super Bowl and the lead up to the Super Bowl. But even if you just walk around New York, I mean, you see them everywhere.
There's a bus outside right here at the office that has a big Caesars ad on it.
Yeah,
right here.
The buses, the bus stops. I mean, they have certainly ramped up in a big way. No surprise, just given the legalization here in New York. But to your point, a bit of a pullback. I mean, you know, given the blitz that we saw leading up to the Super Bowl, maybe something that investors have been looking for, at least if you look at where the stock reaction has been today.
Yeah, and apparently they're going to cut costs elsewhere as well. It's not just paring back on their marketing spend. The management alluded to sometime, perhaps later this year, actually selling one of their Las Vegas Strip locations. There's some speculation it might be Planet Hollywood, but either way, this is going to be one way that they can start to pay down that debt. But look, at the end of the day, they put a lot of money in the last quarter. Investors were prepared for that. So I guess now that they're turning the corner here, they won't be spending as much money to get the whole Manning family on these ads anymore. I can't imagine how expensive it was to get Halle Berry as Cleopatra in all of these ads. So either way, I guess we should expect to see some fewer ads from Caesars.
And I know you've enjoyed those ads.
I'm a big Halle Berry fan.
You are a fan.
What can I say?
Nothing wrong with that.